Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com. Brought to you by the Evergood Sausage Company, celebrating 90 years in the Bay Area.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Baer, and this week we're talking to the Raiders nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which celebrates excellence on and off the field, and that's veteran defensive tackle Dan Williams, who signed with the Raiders back in the 2015 offseason when the Silver and Black were coming off a dreadful 3-13 campaign, but Dan Williams had some foresight, and he believed that the Raiders had the right coach and the right mix of personnel that could lead them to the type of success that they're having this season. Now, we talked to him about the state of the Raiders, but more importantly, we delved into his charitable efforts, which are varied. He has volunteered his time for the Boys and Girls Clubs of East Oakland, and he's been a champion for the American Diabetes Association, a charitable organization that really hits home with him, considering that his father, his late father, who was probably Dan Williams' biggest fan, was afflicted by diabetes, and he's working hard to try to eliminate and control that unfortunate affliction that affects so many Americans. So, with no further ado, let's hear from Dan Williams. Our guest on this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast is defensive tackle Dan Williams, who has played very well on the interior on a much improved defense that has kind of steadily progressed throughout the course of the season. What do you think has been the secret to this defense playing better as the season has gone on?
I think everybody's just getting, you know, used to playing with one another, and we just also just really have been eliminating mistakes and doing a lot better communicating as years been going. So everybody's getting more comfortable within the defense, and I think it's showing.
When you signed here, you signed to a team that was off of a 3-13 season. Could you have envisioned this type of progress, 7-9, and then now you guys are really humming?
Definitely. You know, we had a good young quarterback, and we had some centerpieces in, you know, Derek and Khalil. And, I mean, talked to Reggie and Coach Jack, you know, they said they're going to bring more talent in. You know, we added Bruce and got Sean this year. Rodney and KO came in. So, they definitely had a vision and a plan, and I just thinking, you know, everything that they planned for is, you know, coming to show up, you know, this year. And, you know, we've just been doing a good job playing together.
Now that you've had a couple of days to digest what happened out in Kansas City, what's the reaction to that? I mean, obviously there were a lot of missed opportunities, but is that something that's going to stick with you guys throughout the rest of the year, or have you kind of put it to rest knowing that one more win and you're in the playoffs?
It's just more like, you know, coaches have told us, you know, just stick to the process. You know, every week we've used it the same, you know, just be better, be the best that we can be this week, and, you know, beat the next opponent. And, you know, we you know, reviewed it, you know, looked at our mistakes, and we just put it behind us, and now, you know, everything's on San Diego. Not really, you know, talking about playoffs or anything like that. You know, we just continue, you know, just keep doing what we've been doing, and, you know, just taking one game at a time, and we just, you know, watch the film, and, you know, Kansas City's over with now. So now everything's on San Diego.
You've been playing pretty well on the field, but off the field, you are the Raiders nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award that really focuses on and off-field excellence. What does that mean to you to be the team's nominee for something like that, that's both on and off the field stuff?
It's definitely, you know, a huge honor. You know, I was definitely humble about it and surprised. That's like me. But, you know, it just, you know, makes you feel good about the work that you're doing out in the community. You know, I've only been here a short time, but, you know, I've been trying to do as much as I can, you know, even just doing the community service work with, you know, what I – excuse me. community service work, like with the team that they do, like every off day, or just trying to do, you know, some things I do, you know, from with my foundation, filling the gap, you know, trying to bring healthy food to, you know, young kids in the inner city, and also doing a Christmas giveaway, and also I partnered with ADA, you know, last year, and you know, doing some work with them, got to go to Capitol Hill, and just been finding out some things that, you know, that's been close to me, what's important to me, but you know, for them to actually, you know, hit me with their honor, I mean, it's great, and you know, I'm definitely, you know, happy about being elected, and it also makes you feel good about the work that you're doing in the community.
Yeah, because you definitely don't do those types of things to get awards. You do them to really try to help out. And yeah. The ADA, the American Diabetes Association, why did you get involved in that? It really seems like you've done quite a bit for that particular cause.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest reason I got involved was, the first thing about it when I first, before I even got involved with anybody, you know, the biggest thing, you know, my first few years, you know, I just went around and observed, and the biggest thing I learned from, like, guys like Larry Fitzgerald, Calais Campbell, Eric Berry, is just like, you know, you have to find something that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the biggest thing is, too, is just like a lot of things, you know, when I first came to Raiders, you know, or my dad, you know, he's very impactful in my life, and I kind of lost him the last few years, and, you know, he was affected by diabetes. I have a lot of families affected by diabetes, so it's just, you know, it's just come natural, because, you know, now it's like a cause that, you know, I know it has affected me, and it's more that, you know, that I'm high risk for, and then also, you know, more I wanted to find out about it. So, you know, and then, you know, as I met the people, you know, they you know they're really cool, you know, open arms, and there's a lot of information I didn't know about it, so I've been learning myself, and, you know, been working with those guys, you know, definitely you know, proud, you know, that I made the choice, you know, to partner up with them.
Oh, going to Capitol Hill, what was that experience like? That's definitely a different thing, and that's really kind of taking it to the highest level, trying to get funding and things like that.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
I mean, it was cool, you know. I mean, it just wasn't, you know, wasn't me, you know. It was like, you know, I mean, we had 11, you know, year old kids who are, you know, affected by the disease, and, you know, just going there, you know, just trying to even bring more awareness. I mean, I think a lot of people know that, you know, they know about AIDS, they know about breast cancer, you know, they have, and we do a lot of funding for that, but we have just as many people or even more people affected by diabetes than that, and I think it's also underestimated, because a lot of times people, oh, if you just eat healthier, you know, you're better, but, you know, some people do eat healthier, but they still, you know, the blood sugar is not, you know, at the right level. So it's I think it's probably one of the most misunderstood diseases, and, you know, going there, and I think we really educated a lot of the legislators up there, and you know, and people in the office. So they you know, I mean, I think they were surprised, you know, they learned a lot. So I mean, it was a great experience, and, you know, just walking around, and, you know actually, you know, teaching, and, you know, even learning about other things, you know, it was very cool.
Just one last thing, you'd mentioned that your dad was a big Raiders fan and a big part of your life, always probably your biggest fan. How do you think he would be reacting to a 10-3 Oakland Raiders team that his son is such an integral part of? I mean, this might have been a great, you know, thing. Like, he must have loved that.
I mean, he would definitely be going crazy right now, you know, because it's just the fact, man, you know, I mean, just think about memories, you know, even when, you know, from 2002, you know, when they, you know, last time they went to the Super Bowl, and I just remember how upset he was, you know, how they played. But, you know, it's always been, I mean, even in my time in Arizona, you know, he still was a Raider fan. Like, I love you, son, but, you know, the Raiders are my team. So, I mean, he'll be glad. I mean, pretty much like everyone else in the Raider Nation, you know, they're excited, you know, they're behind us, and, you know, very supportive. So, you know, he endured those, you know, those years, you know, we wasn't doing as good. So, I mean, he'll probably just be like everyone else, you know, being crazy. But I know for a fact, you know, usually he usually only made it out to like either 3 or 4 home games. And made most road games, but this year he definitely been to every home game. So, I mean, even for the last 2 years, because this is how big of a fan he was.
That's awesome. Well, Raiders defensive tackle Dan Williams, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck against the Chargers on Sunday.
Okay, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, and a very special thank you to defensive tackle Dan Williams for taking out the time to talk about the Raiders' on-field exploits and explain why he spends so much time giving back to charitable organizations. And if you want to help Dan Williams get a large donation from the NFL donated to his charity, feel free to go on Twitter, find Dan Williams, and retweet anything that he has tweeted with the hashtag Williams WPMOY Challenge. That's Williams WPMOY Challenge. And also a very special thank you to our sponsor, Evergood Sausage Company, celebrating 90 years in the Bay Area. If you like what you heard on this podcast or wanted to listen to any others, feel free to subscribe to the Raiders Insider Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. We'll be sure to have another great guest coming up next week.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com.